Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses which Averos Nashim die B'Shas Leidasan, and what in the Gemara discusses why it is that these Averos they die B'Shas Leidasan. First is there are five Averos in total. First is because they're not Zahir B'Nida, because they are Mekalkal B'Chadre Vitna, they're not careful about things in that area of their body, so Tilaka Chadre Vitna, so that area of the body will not perform and will be destroyed at the Shas Leidan, and they will die from it. Second is that they're not Zahir B'Nida, because if they're not careful about rachis arisasam, so Hashem is going to be mevatel their rachis. Third is if they're not zayir and andakas ner, because the neshama is called a ner. So if you're not careful about ner, Hakadosh Baruch will be mechabed their ner. The fourth is according to Rabbi Acha. The Gemara adds this one; it's not in the Mishnah. Is because they're mechabes on Shabbos, they launder on Shabbos the clothing, the messed up clothing of their children. And the fifth one is that they call the Aron Kodesh, where we keep a sefer Torah arna, which is a lashon of Gnai, instead of calling it a Teva, which apparently is the more respectful Lashon to refer to it. The reason that they die B'Shas Leida is because that's the time where they have already bad mazel, where it's already a Shas Sakana, and the Gemara gives a number of expressions that people would use to express this idea that when it's a time of a Sakana, so that's when a person tends to be more vulnerable to falling prey, to getting punished for their averos. The reason that women were Mitztave in general and Afrash Shechal and Adakas and Nera, and somehow it became more of a women's mitzvah, so to speak, than it is a man's mitzvah, is two possibilities. Either because she was ma'abe the chalaso shalolam, Adam Rishon, and she extinguished his ner, which caused misa, so therefore she gets these two mitzvahs, or because these are issues relating to the household, and generally speaking, women are the ones who run the household. What about men? What if men do averos? So when is going to be their time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring, more likely to bring suffering on them? We know for women, it's just later. What about for the men? So the Gemara tells us when they go to a dangerous place, like they go by a bridge, so or an area that has a shaky wall, or they go on the road. So Rav was careful when he went over a river, he would make sure that not to go in a boat that had a guy in it, because he was afraid that the guy might be getting punished, and he would be punished along with him. If the guy had to get punished, Shmuel would dafka sit together with the guy, because he figured that the Satan is not going to have rulership, is not going to have control, I should say, not rulership, but control over two different umos at the same time. So he would sit with someone from a different nation. What's the pshat? The Gemara says that hektish trumos and maestros are gufei Torah, and yet they're given over to amei haaretz. So it means that the Torah believes every single person to be mafresh chala, truma, maestros, chacham, or mesakin. But so that's only a din d'rabbanan. But midaraisa, the Torah believes people to do all of these things. When it comes to hegdish, so that's machlokas Rashi and his Rebbeim. Rashi says hegdish is chal, based on a person just declaring something as being hegdish. And Amaritz was believed that he was not previously makdish any of his possessions, and then decided to change his mind. Rashi's Rebbeim say no. When we say that hegdish is biyad Amaritz, it means that Amaritz is believed that his wine is tahar to be used for nesachim on the mizbeach. The Gemara discusses various possibilities of which avera a person might do that would cause their children to rachmana litzlan die at a young age. Four possibilities. First, machlok shemer Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's the avera of mezuzah, that the fathers aren't careful in mezuzah, so if they're not careful in mezuzah, you're not going to have yirbu yimei v'nechem, or it's because of the avera of tzitzis. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds it's a different avera, it's the avera of nedarim, that is bavon nedarim b'nameisuk shem ketanim. Rabbi originally thought it was because of Bittul Torah, and then ultimately he was mekabel the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that it relates to nedarim. Rav Nosson says no, nedarim is a different thing. The women die when the person's wife dies b'avon nedarim, not their children. But anyway, which avera causes children to die young? Four possibilities: zuza, tzitzis, nedarim, Bittul Torah. But even the one who said Bittul Torah ultimately changed his mind and said Nedarim instead. If someone is careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, then he gets a great reward. 2,800 avadim are going to be meshamishim in olam haba, and on each corner there are going to be 10 men from each of the 70 nations, so it's 700 on each corner. 700 times 4 is 2,800. What's the punishment for sinas chinam and for gezel? When it comes to sinas chinam, So a person is going to have discord in his house, Mariva b'toch beso, and his wife is going to miscarry, and his children are going to die when they're very young. For Gezel, so his grain and all of his crops are going to be destroyed by grasshoppers and the like. What about for failing to be mafresh chala or failing to give trumas and maestros? So for afreshes chala, there's not going to be any bracha in his yayin, in his shemen. It's going to be very, it's going to be sold for very expensive, and he's going to plant, and other people are going to eat that which he plants. But when he gives chala, so all these things are going to be mevorach. They're all going to be blessed very, very much. When it comes to bittul trumas and maestros, so the heavens are going to stop bringing down dew and rain, and because of that, the prices are going to be very, very high, and people are going to be chasing after parnasa, and they're not going to be able to find it. But if a person is mafresh trumas and maestros, then we'll have wonderful gishmei bracha, and then the crops will grow beautifully, and there will be plenty for everybody to have, even at a very cheap price. That's a basic chazara of Shabbos, daf lamed beis.